This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. India created history as a SpaceX Dragon spacecraft carrying the Axiom 4 crew, including Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla gently talked with the International Space Station ISS yesterday. With this, the first Indian astronaut has set his feet on International Space Station. Lucknow-born Shubhanshu Shukla has also become the second Indian in space, following Rakesh Sharma's flight in 1984. This historic mission carried four astronauts from the US, India, Poland and Hungary to the ISS for a 14-day scientific expedition in low Earth orbit. Shukla will conduct pioneering experiments related to food and space nutrition. Minister of Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh has congratulated Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla and the Axiom 4 mission team for the successful docking at the International Space Station. Talking to media, Dr. Singh highlighted India's crucial role in the mission. The minister remarked that it has been trusted to perform the crucial parts of the expedition. Shanghai Cooperation Organization's joint statement was not adopted due to India's refusal to sign the document as it failed to mention cross-border terrorist activities. It is believed that Defense Minister Rajnath Singh's refusal to endorse the document resulted in the conclave ending without a joint communique. Briefing media in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, India wanted concerns and terrorism reflected in the document, which was not acceptable to one particular country. Mr. Jaiswal said Defense Minister Rajnath Singh, who participated in the meeting, called upon the member countries to come together to fight terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
It is imperative that those who sponsor, nurture and utilize terrorism for their narrow and selfish ends must bear the consequences. Some countries use cross-border terrorism as an instrument of policy and provide shelter to terrorists. There should be no place for such double standards. Yes, you should not hesitate to criticize such nations. India's zero tolerance for terrorism is manifest today through its action. And we have shown that epicenters of terrorism are no longer safe, and we will not hesitate to target them.
At the United Nations Security Council, India has condemned in strong terms the nefarious agenda of Pakistan, accusing it of attempting to deflect the attention from its own human rights violations and state-sponsored cross-border terrorism. India's permanent representative to the UN, Ambassador P. Harish, issued a sharp rebuttal during the UNSC's open debate on children and armed conflict, calling out Pakistan for misusing the platform and violating the Council's agenda. The Election Commission has started the process of delisting of 345 registered unrecognized political parties for not fulfilling the essential conditions. The exercise has been conducted with the aim of delisting of such parties which have not contested any election of Lok Sabha, legislative assemblies of states and union territories or by-elections since 2019. Besides, offices of these parties could not be physically located anywhere. The CBI has launched nationwide searches at 42 locations in 5 states in connection with the mule bank accounts being used in cyber frauds. The drive was launched across 5 states, Rajasthan, Delhi, Haryana, Uttarakhand and Uttar Pradesh under Operation Chakra 5. The inquiry revealed that more than 700 branches of various banks across the country have been opened, around 8.5 lakh mule accounts. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that monsoon will cover the remaining parts of North Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana and Delhi in the next 2 to 3 days. According to the IMD, heavy to very heavy rain is expected today in parts of East Rajasthan, Gujarat, Uttarakhand and West Madhya Pradesh. Similar weather is likely in coastal Karnataka, Kerala, Nahe, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra. India stamped its authority in the second Asian Squash Doubles Championships, the commanding performance clinching all the 3 titles, men's, women's and mixed doubles in Kuala Lumpur. In the men's doubles, top seeds Abhay Singh and Velavan Senthil Kumar defeated Pakistan's Noor Zaman and Nazir Iqbal 2-1 in the final. The women's doubles title was secured by the second-seeded pair of Joshna Chinnappa and Anahat Singh beating Malaysia's Aina Amani and Xing Ying Yi 2-1. Completing the sweep, mixed doubles pair of Abhay and Anahat beat local pair of Rachel Arnold and Amish and Rajchandran 2-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.